It's been 3 years in the making, but the Trump administration's much-anticipated Middle East peace accord plan is expected to be released tomorrow. Donald Trump has described his solution to the Israel-Palestine conflict as, quote, the deal of the century. Details are scant, but it's widely expected to make major concessions to Israel.
People have been working on this for many, many years, and I think we're relatively close, but we have to get other people to agree with it also. I will say many of the Arab nations have agreed to it. They like it. They think it's great. They think it's a big start. I think it's a big start, too. I think it's a fantastic thing if we can pull it off.
That's the US President Donald Trump. Ahead of the rollout, Donald Trump has met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the opposition leader Benny Gantz in Washington. Ambassador David Mack helped shape US policy in the Middle East for more than 30 years under Presidents Reagan and George Bush Sr. David Mack, welcome to RN Breakfast.
I'm glad to be with you, Ms. Kelly.
What do you think? The President says we're going to see the deal of the century when this policy is released this week. Is that what you're expecting?
I'm expecting that this policy will not have a very long shelf life in international diplomacy. The motivations behind both Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump are almost entirely tied to domestic politics at this point. It's true that 3 years ago, President Trump did think that he might put together the elements of what he calls the ultimate deal and what others are calling the deal of the century. But that depended upon a number of conditions that simply have not materialized. First of all, he's dealing with one of the most crafty and adept diplomats that he has dealt with during his 3 years in office when he's dealing with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Prime Minister Netanyahu knows how to play up to the president and to tweak his attitude. When he had the meeting today, afterwards, he said on camera, "You've been the greatest man Israel had in the White House. I think tomorrow you can continue making history." He knows how to get Trump on his side. We have failed, on the other hand, to get Netanyahu on the side of a peace deal. He rejected the idea that they could stop building settlements, annexing territory, because he found that his coalition would not put up with that. He has a very right-wing coalition. He, on the other hand, like the president, is in a difficult political and legal situation. Tomorrow, there will be the unveiling of this deal in Washington, but at the same time, in Jerusalem, there will be debate in the Knesset on Prime Minister Netanyahu's request that he be exempted from legal process that is proceeding against him and would make him ineligible to continue as Prime Minister.
So that goes to the atmospherics around this announcement. There is that cloud hanging directly over Netanyahu, and also effectively they're still in the middle of an election process. So this is very politically timed, and that brings to front of mind then how the treatment of the Palestinians within this. Donald Trump has said, quote, "We will ultimately have the support of the Palestinians," but the Palestinians haven't communicated with the Trump administration for more than 2 years. They haven't been a part of negotiations for any time lately, and they won't be in Washington for this announcement tomorrow. What does that tell us?
Moreover, not only will he not have support of the Palestinians, he won't have support of those Arabs that he was counting on.
Well, he just told us, we heard him there saying many Arab leaders like it, and they've certainly been courting them.
It is not true. King Salman of Saudi Arabia has made it very clear that bottom line, there has to be a Palestinian state with its capital in Jerusalem. And this is something that Netanyahu himself and certainly his right-wing coalition will never accept. So that's not true. It is also untrue that the Arabs could be bought off and the Palestinians could be bought off by a promise of billions and billions of dollars of economic assistance. That proved to be something that couldn't get support from the international financial community, let alone the wealthy Arab states. The Arab states will not be there to support this. The Israeli government that Netanyahu hopes to face after this third election in less than a year will be have to be a very right-of-center coalition that will never make the kind of commitments and compromises that will be necessary to get Palestinian support.
So,
meanwhile,
David, do we have any steer on what is likely to be on this plan that is unveiled tomorrow? Because 3 years ago, as you mentioned, Donald Trump seemed to have genuine hopes of an accord, and as he stood and announced it 3 years ago alongside Benjamin Netanyahu, he turned to the Israeli leader and said, as with any successful negotiation, both sides will have to make compromises. Are we likely to see a plan that demands compromises or, as the Palestinians fear, a plan that will dash their hopes for an independent state in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip?
The latter. And the U.S. ambassador in Israel, David Friedman, who was a lawyer for President Trump, has made it very clear that he supports the idea of ultimate Israeli annexation of large parts of the West Bank. Now, Benny Gantz, who is running against Netanyahu in the election, is not staying around for this unveiling of the deal, so far as we can tell. He seems to be determined to have his meeting with Trump today and then head back because he wants to be in the Knesset when they have this important debate on Netanyahu's legal future.
And speaking of Benny Gantz, I mean, he's the head of the opposition, the Blue and White political party. There is an election, a third election, coming up in March. What's his position compared to Netanyahu's position in terms of any peace accord with the Palestinians?
Well, both of them, like a large majority of the Israeli public, support Israeli security control over the West Bank and Gaza. However, Benny Gantz has not supported the idea of annexing territory without getting support of the international community. He might find himself in a position where he would need to gain support from the right of center, but at this point, he seems prepared to chart his own course and try to have some kind of renewal of the peace process with the Palestinians that would have international support.
Okay, well, we'll find out tomorrow, I think. David, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
David Mack was a former ambassador to the UAE and former US Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Near East Affairs.